Turning to sports on KNKX, the Seahawks play the Falcons in Atlanta on Sunday. It's a game the Seahawks are expected to win because they have a better record. The Seahawks have 5 wins and 2 losses. The Falcons are 1-6. But KNKX sports commentator Art Teal says the Seahawks have some glaring problems that they're trying to address. Art, the Seahawks traded for free safety Quandre Diggs of the Detroit Lions this week. What does that tell you about the state of things with the team?
Well, I think what we're talking about here is the ghost of Earl Thomas coming back to haunt. Diggs plays Earl Thomas's old position, and Earl was in town this last weekend with his new team, the Baltimore Ravens, and they beat the Seahawks 30-16. And in that game, free safety Tedrick Thompson, who's playing Earl's old position, gave up in the first quarter a 50-yard pass that set up the Ravens' first field goal. And Coach Pete Carroll used a term that I have not heard him use before. He called it distasteful. Now, he didn't say that the sole reason that they made this trade was because of Thompson's error in defending that pass. There are other things about it, but I do think Thompson's problems at the position have been a part of the story for the Seahawks all year long.
What did the Seahawks have to give up to get Diggs?
They gave up very little. They gave up a fifth-round draft pick in the 2020 draft, but they also got a seventh-rounder back from the Lions. So basically, they got this guy for moving back 2 rounds. You know, from that standpoint, it's a good deal. But the Seahawks got him to play right away. This is not a player adding to the depth because they have health problems in that position as well. Strong safety Bradley McDougal missed last game with back problems and may miss this game in Atlanta this week. And another safety, Leno Hill, is out with an elbow problem. So they do have a shortage of personnel back there. That's important, but it's also important to get somebody competent in terms of defending the run and the pass who can play multiple positions in case injuries crop up anywhere in the defensive secondary.
Well, this seems to be speaking to a bigger problem with the Seahawks defense overall.
They're giving up a lot of points and a lot of yards, at least relative to what we've come to expect from a Pete Carroll coach defense. They're giving up 25 points a game, which is 24th in the NFL. So there's a lot of other problems in the defense besides the secondary. But overall, there seems to be a vulnerability about this defense that we haven't seen in quite a while. It can improve because they're going to get injured players back. But the schedule is going to get more and more difficult as the season progresses. So it's hard to see right now how the defense heals itself in time for better opponents.
Given all of this, would you put an asterisk next to their 5-2 record?
I would. Yeah, a very large one. I think the Seahawks got lucky in the first half of the season. The 5-2 record is great, but there were a couple of one-point wins, including one over the Rams when the field goal kicker missed the last-second field goal, to suggest that they are definitely vulnerable. And the biggest issue I think this team has is its over-dependence on a great game from Russell Wilson. As we saw in the Ravens game last week, he had his first interception of the year, which shouldn't be, you know, an offense, but
right. It
really left the Seahawks vulnerable. And the rest of the team is not contributing as much to cover for a bad Wilson game as we saw Sunday. So that's the imbalance that's going on here. Wilson is playing, I think, out of this world. He had a bad game. He's entitled to have a bad game. But when you've got vulnerabilities in the defense, like we've just talked about, it puts too much pressure on him. And I think overall, the Seahawks are going to have a hard time in the second half of the season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.